during the period of the kings, leader after leader in both Israel and Judah disobeyed God, led the people to disobey God as well. In fact, in Judges, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, the phrase "did evil in the eyes of the Lord" is used 50 times to describe the behavior of both the kings and the people of Israel, God's chosen people. Every time I read these passages of Scripture, I am amazed at how clueless the people of Israel and Judah seemed to be, even though God had chosen them, given them prophets, and dwelt among them. How could they have missed the big picture? And then, when we come to the New Testament, after more than 2,000 years of prophecy, the long-awaited Messiah finally arrived in the person of Jesus. Not only did the very people who had waited so long for their Savior fail to recognize him, but their leaders, the high priests, the Pharisees, their Sanhedrin court, conspired to have him killed because he challenged the prevailing religious system. In fact, Jesus' strongest denunciations were directed not at thieves or murderers and adulterers, but at the faith leaders of their day, the very men who had studied the Scriptures the most. In today's terms, that would be the pastors and the seminary professors. Yet, in just 21 verses, Matthew chapter 23, from verses 13 to 33, Jesus called them hypocrites 7 times, blind guides 2x, blind fools, sons of hell, whitewashed sepulchres, snakes, vipers. How had these men, learned in the law and the history of Israel, gone so wrong? It's shocking to me that their spiritual blindness was so profound that they could crucify their own Messiah. How could this happen? Men and women who knew the Scripture inside and out, how could they not have recognized him? The Bible tells me that they crucified him because they did not know that he was the Messiah. The Bible tells me that if they had known, they would not have crucified him. How could they not have known? They were familiar with the Scripture. They had a relationship with the Word of God, but they did not have a relationship with God. Jesus told the scribes and Pharisees, "If you had known my Father, you would know me. If you had loved my Father, you would love me." They didn't know God. They knew the Word of God, but they didn't know God. And then along came Jesus with a gospel for the dummy. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew, the 11th chapter. He said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hid these things from the wise and the learned, and you have revealed them to babes." This is a gospel for the dummy. It is so plain, so clear, so simple, so easy to understand that even the wayfaring man would not stumble therein. I thank God for this wonderful, simple gospel. Well, the old clock on the wall has caught up with me again. Tomorrow, we'll be speaking on this same subject, the Bible for dummies, that not even the wayfaring man would would stumble therein. Now, wayfaring man doesn't mean ignorant or stupid. A wayfaring man is the traveling man. It's for the man on the move. It's simple. Be with me tomorrow. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.